Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We've got a quick update today with an item from this week's County Council meeting, and we'll also fill you in on some upcoming important community engagement opportunities happening this month that we would love to see you at. Let's get into the news.
Okay, so up first at this week's County Council meeting, the Summit County RAP Recreation Committee was in front of the council to present their amended 2022 grant recommendations. Just for some quick context, the RAP Recreation funding is used to finance in whole or in part parks, botanical operations, and recreational facilities throughout the county.
The committee received a total of 16 online applications from across the county, which was for a funding pool of $1,140,000, and they recommended 14 of these 16 applications be funded. Council approved the recommendations this week at Council, and if you want to see the full list of recipients for those funds, you can go to the news section on the front page of summitcounty.org.
Up next, in case you haven't heard, Summit County is undertaking a community vision plan to establish a roadmap for the future of our county. Please attend one of the 3 kickoff events that are coming up to learn about the project and how you can get involved. The events will all take place from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, January 17th at the Ledges Event Center, Thursday, January 26th at the Richens Building in Kimball Junction, Tuesday, February 7th at the Camas branch of the Summit County Library, and for more information, you can always visit oursummitcounty.com.
And we'd love to see you at one of these 3 kickoff events. When we say this community visioning process is for everyone, we literally mean everyone, including you, the person that is hearing this right now. So please plan to attend one of these events, check out the website, make your voice heard, and help us plan for the future of our county. And talking about some other opportunities that came up earlier this week, the Kimball Junction open houses, UDOT hosted 2 public scoping meetings this week. One was in person and one was virtual to share information about the Kimball Junction Environmental Impact Study and answer questions. You may also know this is the Kimball Junction EIS plan. In case you missed the open houses, you can still watch the live stream from Wednesday's virtual meeting on the Summit County, Utah Facebook page. It was a great conversation with the project team and members of the public, asked some insightful questions, so we would love for you to tune in and leave some comments on that with your feedback.
And just a reminder to the community, UDOT is still hosting a public scoping comment period for the study that's going to stay open until January 27th of 2023. Community members can give comment online at the bottom of the study's website, which is Kimball Junction EIS. .udot.utah.gov. The website has a lot of information on the study for you to learn more and then give comment afterwards.
All right, that's all the news we have this week on Summit in 6. We'll talk to you next week.